Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's episode 126 now.
126.
Happy Cancer season. It's been Cancer season for a hot minute, but
our favorite season.
It's all about us, everybody. It reminds me of Lana Del Rey and that video of her when she's like outside in LA and she goes, "It's my day."
Wait, say that again. The audio like blanked out.
Damn it. And fucking why? Okay. Anyways, Lana Del Rey has a video where she's like outside in LA and she's like, I don't know if it's actually on her birthday, but she's taking like video of herself and she yells at people being loud, like off camera. And she's like, shut the fuck up. It's my day. That's how I feel about Cancer season.
It's our season. Shut up. I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But anyways, so for this episode, we just wanted to talk about the watery energy surrounding Cancer season, because as I feel like we've stated many summers before, this season has always been one of massive change or disruption in our lives. And some years it's been really good and some years it's been really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I guess to start off, like overall, how do you feel that since June 21st and now, how's Cancer season been treating you?
Cancer season has been really good for me. This whole year has been really good for me, but it just keeps getting better. And I don't question. I just take in, I just absorb my abundance that I manifest on a daily. Take it in. I feel very grateful for it. As you may know, if you listened to two episodes ago, I spent a whole episode talking about how grateful I am every time I sit on my office toilet. So you'll have to go listen to that episode if you want to know what I'm talking about. But I just feel like I'm finally doing like all of the fucking things that I have been trying to do for years. And I feel very, very focused. It might be the Wellbutrin, but I still feel very focused. And like laser focused. I feel like I can see where I'm going and I know how to get there. And I'm just on my way.
On my way. Mm-mm-mm-mm. On my way. God, Matilda is such a feel-good movie.
I thought that song was in Shrek too. Pretty sure it's in Shrek.
I don't think it's in Shrek.
What? Oh my God, I'm gonna have to look that up.
I could be wrong.
But it has been like, so yeah, like you said, Cancer season is full of watery traits, lots of emotions. But I also feel like super lovey. I feel lots of emotions of happiness and gratitude and love. And it's really nice because for many years in a row, it felt like all my Cancer seasons were full of sad tears, bad, sad, mad tears. Mm-hmm. And this is the first birthday that I just know is going to be good. And I'm pretty sure, how many birthdays have we had on the podcast now? This will be our third birthday.
Will it be the third or the fourth?
I think it's the third.
Are you sure? I feel like it's the.
Yeah.
Damn, we're like getting up there in like episode numbers. We can't even remember.
I know, and I'm pretty certain that all other past episodes, when we've been in Cancer season, talking about our birthdays, both of us just had like feelings that like something bad was going to happen or it wasn't going to be good, and then they weren't. They sucked. We were right. But I don't know, like I feel very, kind of like homebody in a way where I'm like wanting to do a lot of projects around the house to, make it feel more like a home. And I want to get the outdoor patio all set up because then I can spend time outdoors while at home. And I want to go out there and read a book. But I'm only going to do it if I have a sofa to lounge on. So I have to get a sofa out there, like an outdoor sofa. And yeah, what, so it's like, lots of emotions are flowing. You might want to be more at home. But this is like this is the dreamy season.
It really is. I always think of like,
It's all about love.
I always think about cotton candy, like cotton candy and like holographic things when I think of Cancer season and July in general. I just think it's a very like romantic, pretty, well, not pretty, but like kind of like celestial month. Like, it's just like, we're little moon children, little water babies. Of course, it's a celestial, dreamy month. And I feel personally, for me, I feel like most because Cancer season can be so tumultuous in so many ways, good or bad. And that, I mean, that goes back to like, it's the month that makes you embrace your emotions, good or bad, whatever, nurture your relationships. Maybe make your home feel more like a safe haven, whatever. This year I really feel like called to make huge changes in like my routine. I'm not actually doing it. I feel called to do it, but I'm like not doing it. Like I think the biggest change I've made is like waking up 30 minutes earlier to take Mia to the dog park. That's like it. And that's literally the only reason I'm doing it is because I can no longer just step right outside my front door and let her out. I'd stay in bed until like 9 because I was like, I can just let her out while I'm making coffee. By the time I step back in, coffee will be done. I don't need to wake up at 8:30. Now I'm like, and I know some people are listening and they're like, you wake up at 8:30 and you think that's you, spoiled bitch. But like, I work at home. I wake up when I fucking want to, as long as it's before 9 o'clock. But I'll wait. Like I've been waking up at 8:30 and I'm trying to implement a morning practice where like I'll get up, put my hair up, I will wash my face, I'll start the coffee, I will put on like part of my skincare routine, I take Mia out. I enjoy the morning a little bit. I come back in, my coffee's ready. I take my coffee in the bathroom. I finish my skincare and then I log on to my computer for the day. And for me, right now, this Cancer season, that is enough. If that is the only change that I can stand to make in this world of changing things with me moving and whatever, that's enough for me.
Yeah, I think waking up 30 minutes earlier is a very big to me. That's a big change. Like, I am sure there are so many other people who can relate to this. Especially if you're just like a night owl and you stay up too late or whatever it is. Sometimes getting up 10 minutes earlier feels impossible. So to wake up 30 minutes earlier every day is that's a big, sometimes it's just making small changes or small steps at a time. And I think that's a pretty big one in my book.
Yeah,
That's
if
hard.
that's all, if that's all you can stand to do, then that's all you can stand to do. Mentally, I'm not at my best right now. I really am not. I'm not vibing. This is not my best Cancer season. Having to like change where I live and like my home, and for cancers, that's a big thing. It's your home. I don't care how many people are like, oh, that's so stereotypical. I don't give a fuck. I've never met a cancer who doesn't care about their home, their landing space.
Yeah, totally.
Having all of that just uprooted has like really just made this not a fun, loving cancer season. I don't feel like I'm thriving in that aspect, but in other ways I am, and I have a lot to be grateful for. So there's that.
You know what? You do what you can do. I've said this to you before, but if, you know, sometimes we're like, oh, I'm only given 30% today. If you're giving your all, that 30% is 100%. You're given 100%. If you're giving it your all, you're given 100% right there. And sometimes you need to hear that. So I found this website. It's called MBG Mindfulness. And I thought that it kind of broke up four different points about the planets and where they're at in Cancer season for 2023. And they kind of summarize each one of them really well. And they're super easy to understand. Because sometimes with all this stuff, we've been doing this for years. And there are still times things don't make sense to me. Like, I need it dumbed down. I am not a professional astrologer by any means.
No.
So here are those things.
Anyway.
Okay, so the first one is that this Cancer season, Neptune's influence could have us all facing illusion head on. So Neptune has been in Pisces for over 10 years, and right now in Cancer season, we are going into Cancer season. So, and also, are we in a retrograde right now? No, we're not. We're not in a retrograde.
Out.
Are we?
No, I think we're out.
Okay, that's what I thought. So Neptune, so there's like illusions that can be presented to us during this time, and newfound clarity and insights might start coming in as Neptune backspins. So pay attention to your intuition throughout this sensitive season. And that's like one of Cancer's biggest traits, is that we have like a really strong intuition, or like that gut feeling. So lean into your intuition, trust your gut. And the next one is the Capricorn full moon asks us to take ourselves seriously, which I think is also is connected to your intuition. And for a few days, so this will have passed by the time this is up, because the full moon is on July 3rd, but you can still take this information and do with it what you will. Capricorn is all about hard work, diligence, and achieving success against all odds. And meanwhile, full moons are about release. So under this moon, you can ask yourself what you're holding on to, what's holding yourself back in regards to like your work, finances, public image, general path to success. And if you have old habits or belief systems that are not doing you any favors, then this moon could beam light, shed light on them, so you can let them go. But since the full moon will have already passed by this time, you can still do that anyway.
Yeah, don't let anybody tell you you can't
That's right.
let go of shit past the full moon. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Well, I'm not gonna say you can do whatever the fuck you want. I gotta chill out with that, but
Chill.
I gotta chill out.
Hang on. So, okay, the next one, the third one, is the North Node in Aries will ramp up your sense of independence. So the North Node spends about 18 months in each sign, and it gets settled into this fiery and passionate sign of Aries, and we will all likely feel a surge of independence and bravery. So there's nothing Aries isn't up for, especially when it comes to doing what they want when they want. So be sure to exercise a little bit of patience and tact, and to not rock the boat in Cancer season's already choppy waters.
Listen.
Listen.
Don't have to tell me twice. I'm not even gonna get out of the boat. I'm just gonna
Not
stay
even
home.
getting out of the boat. Okay, and then the last one is the impending Venus retrograde reminds us that love is patient and kind. For all of Cancer season, Venus is revealing in an extended trip through dramatic and loyal Leo, which isn't a bad place for it to be as far as like summer romances go. However, the day after Cancer season ends, July 22nd, Venus goes into retrograde through September 3rd. And Venus retrogrades are known to stir up relationship challenges. They also may offer a chance to reflect on what we value the most when it comes to pleasure and intimacy. I think my Venus is in Cancer. Isn't yours?
I'm pretty
I think mine.
sure. Is it Venus that our generation most? No. It's Saturn. Yeah, both of our Venus are in Cancer. Which, goddamn, help us.
That's an interesting retrograde. Gonna be stirring up the pot.
So, if you are looking for spell work to focus on during Cancer season, there are many different types of spells that I personally feel are perfect for the season because they go hand in hand with the basis of what the sign stands for. So, duh, obviously, if there are any ties you feel like need to be broken, you need some emotional healing to start, those are really great spells to look into. I'm not gonna like list them out because honestly, I haven't really unpacked any of my spell books. Don't know if I'm even going to. Let's be fucking real. But look up emotional healing spells because this is a really ideal time just to focus on making whole again what you feel has been broken or has been stomped on by other people in the past. Obviously, because Cancer is the like the mother of the zodiac, nurturing spells. So, talking about like some self-care, lighting a candle, having a ritual in the evening. If you're really like feeling low about yourself, just doing whatever makes you feel complete, whatever makes you feel safe, protected. That's another one. Protection spells, obviously. Cancer, homebody, whatever. Sprinkling like basil or, protection spray if you want to make some of that good shit and spraying it in like all the corners of your home. I did that when I first moved in here, even though it's like a brand new unit and nobody's lived here. I don't know who's walked through here. I don't know what energy's been up in here and clinging to the walls and shit. So that's something that you can certainly look into. And then another thing. Family is like, for me, it's a very touchy subject, but, and I've never done any spells like this, but I was actually reading kind of recently on some blog that I found through like a TikTok girl or whatever on like Witch Talk. And it was about like ancestral magic. So this is like spells that are aimed at healing past, like, I guess, lineage type of trauma. If you are like me and you have a very choppy relationship with your mother, or you don't have one at all with your mother, I feel like maybe this season could be your time to patch things over if you want to. Or if you're like me and you don't give a shit and you really don't want to, this could be your season to just start pouring all of that energy that you wish that you had gotten
back into yourself. That's another good point, is just like, God, it feels like forever ago that we did our mothering series, but that was so,
it was like years ago.
It was literally over 2 years ago, but like, God, that series was so fun. I felt like I learned so much about myself while we were recording it. If you haven't listened to those, please go back and listen to them. I loved those episodes. But anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Anyways, using cancer season as an excuse to just get more in touch with your maternal side and take care of yourself and literally hold yourself, there's another few things you can capitalize on. Obviously, water magic, moon magic, that type of shit. It's all good for this season. Of course, you can do these things anytime, but there's something special about tapping in to the energy of the zodiac. I'm not gonna lie, I don't do it that often, because the only one I'm really interested in is Cancer. Sorry. Sorry. That's the only one that I really am interested in tapping into the energy of, because I have a lot of mother wound things, related things to heal. And that type of magic is what really interests me. There was something else that So by now it's going to be like a couple weeks ago by the time you guys hear this. But I had posted a reel on our page this morning, basically like of, this is kind of like how I like kind of managed to catch myself sort of mothering myself a little bit during a panic attack. I don't know like what made me like pick up my phone, because normally I'm like having such a time with it that I'm just like, I just want this to stop. I want this to go away. I can't calm down. I don't feel good. But it started when I was like on my phone already. I think I was like scrolling on Instagram or something, and I just started to feel anxious. And I was like, you know what? Like, I take a lot of inspiration from people who like capture themselves in those moments, and they have like the sound of mind to be like, maybe I can help somebody else who like feels like this, instead of making like a video where you feel like you feel good and you're trying to talk somebody through having a panic attack or dealing with anxiety or just getting hit with like a profound wave of sadness. If you're able to pick your phone up and talk to yourself or just record like your bodily movements, I don't know. For me, when I watch people work through trauma like that in like real time, kind of like, it's hard, but like it helps and it really like humanizes somebody. Anyways, I had just posted a really short reel when I was having a little bit of a panic attack, just kind of showing two things that I've talked about on the show before: self-soothing, mothering techniques that when I am just really in need of a hug, that I will just give myself, like pressing on my chest when I feel like I can't breathe and rubbing my thighs really slowly, but like applying pressure and pushing like forwards, are two things that really like help to calm me. And I don't know why, but that's, I don't know, that I think that this is the first time I've ever like posted something like that. Maybe it's because of cancer season. I don't know. Maybe I was feeling motherly and I just thought I'd bestow some fucking knowledge upon people. Yeah. Just kidding. I'm dumb. I don't know shit about fuck. I'm not dumb, but I don't know shit about fuck. Anyways, don't listen to me. But, you know, you can listen to me.
I didn't like pick up my phone and record it or anything, but I recognized something that I do because I saw somebody else in a TikTok saying, oh, if you're experiencing anxiety, try this. And so I've been doing it for a while. And I just saw that TikTok recently and it reminded me that I do. So I like take double breaths when I start to feel anxious. And so you're supposed to fill up your lungs all the way. So you go. And then when your lungs, you think they're like full, but they're not. So you fill them up all the way. And then you go and you like, you get a little more. And so you go like, so like just a little more. And then you breathe out slowly and you take these double breaths. And I think I saw the person who I saw talking about this was like a therapist or psychiatrist or I don't know. And I believe, I'm not a doctor, don't quote me on this, but I believe there's a connection with like taking these double breaths and like your nervous system. And it is like a proven technique of calming people down. Not that it works for everybody, I guess, but it works for me. And maybe it's, you know, it could partially be placebo. I am doing this thing, this ritual when I feel anxious and it calms me down. And I believe it's going to calm me down. So it does. But whatever the fucking reason, it works.
I'm not going to question the placebo effect. If the shit want to work the way it worked, then the shit be working the way it working. It's the same with like birth control pills, whatever. If you want to work the way you be working, then I'm going to let you twerk the way you be twerking. I don't know what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah, no, I agree.
90% of the time, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. I love that little old man.
Oh my God. Okay, well, what do we want? Duh, does it have to be the crab or should it be the 69?
Oh, let it be post. Okay, the Ostar egg for this episode for you to go comment on the new post on Instagram is going to be.
It could be water.
It can be water.
Or a crab.
Or a crab. Or it can be a mother holding the baby.
Yes. Or the 69.
Or the 69, you little pagans.
Yeah, any like any water sign related emojis that you can think of will do.
And I don't know what the next episode is going to be about, but we will absolutely be here. We'll be here next week. We'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. We'll be here. We'll hear, you'll hear from us. This is what happens when I drink matcha. Do you see this?
What does it do?
I can't shut the fuck up.
Oh, I don't know. I don't drink matcha very often. I don't know what it does to me.
It's a different type of like caffeinated feeling. Like this is what I wish coffee did to me in the morning.
Are you like about to go like reorganize your whole closet until like 1 a.m.?
You know, I would. But I'm not going to because it's cancer season and I really just want to do my little skincare routine and my fancy shower and my pretty bathroom and I want to get the fuck in bed and I want to read on my Kindle.
That sounds great.
That's what I'm going to do because that's what you do when you're nearly 28, don't really have an after work social life because you're too fucking tired.
You know what I'm going to do? I am going to go on a little like sundown evening walk with my boyfriend. That's how I'm going to spend it. And then we're going to come back and eat din-din and also go to bed.
The wild and wonderful lives of Brooke and Liz.
Oh my God, we need a TV show. It would be so interesting.
Dude, the podcast is as close as we're going to have to a TV show because I'd be damned if I let a reality show follow me around, watch me pick my nose, fart, clog the toilet.
There's just nothing. There's just, I would need to create drama, which I'm sure all reality TV shows do. But like, what are you going to, 30% of your film is going to be me walking because I walk all day long.
Yeah, it's just going to be you walking. Mine's going to be me reading and talking to Mia in a baby voice.
Yeah. Pretty much.
to me, you walk one frame is just Liz walking down the street. The next one,
Minky Bear, come here, Minky girl.
So stupid.
The end. That's it. That's all, folks. That's what I said.
That's all, folks. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.